Dr. Reg Grand enjoys teaching courses in drama, in voice, creative writing, oral interpretation of scripture. He also serves on the board of directors for Insight for Living, the media ministry of Dr. Chuck Swindoll. He's co-authored several books and has written, produced, and acted for radio, television, theater, and film. His research interests include literary critical theory, dramatic theory and praxis, aesthetics, and popular level neuroscience. Is there a popular level neuroscience is a question. But his teaching interests include, obviously, creative writing, preaching, communication, and the media arts. He's married to his wife, Lauren. They have three children and one wonderful grandson. You'll welcome him appropriately at an appropriate time in the presentation, but Luke comes to introduce both him and our scripture today. Thank you.
In Genesis chapter 27, Esau entered his father Isaac's tent, expecting to receive a blessing. But Isaac replied, "Your brother came in here deceitfully and took away your blessing. Look, I have made him lord over you. I have made all his relatives his servants and provided him with grain and new wine. What is left that I can do for you, my son?" So Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing his father had given his brother. Esau said privately, "The time of mourning my father is near. Then I will kill my brother Jacob." Revenge, they say, is a dish best served cold. Esau was a hungry man. He had an appetite for vengeance against his treacherous brother Jacob, who had stolen his birthright and his blessing. For more than 20 years, Esau nursed a grudge and plotted his revenge. But Esau would discover that sometimes, by God's grace, even a hungry man can change his appetite.
I am not my brother. I am not Jacob. Though I spent many years wishing I were, my little brother casts a long shadow. Our mother, Rebecca, was barren for 20 years. So our father, Isaac, prayed for children as a starving man prays for food. I could sympathize and know something about hunger and what a starving man will trade in order to satisfy it. Be careful what you pray for. God might say yes. He said yes to my father's request for children. But my father and my mother could not possibly have understood what yes would mean. That yes would mean not one son, but two twins. We shared our mother's womb, my brother Jacob and I. Shared has to be a better word. We wrestled. We fought. We struggled, tumbled about there in the darkness of our incubation, vying for position, fighting for who would be firstborn. And I won. Firstborn. I won. And I lost. Because the Lord spoke to our mother while we were still in the womb, and he told her that the older brother would serve the younger. Jacob was born grabbing my heel. So they called him the heel grabber. He never let go. But I also know something about what it means to hold on. I held on to my hatred for my brother for many years. Some would say, for good reason. I am a man of passion. I do what I love. I love what I do. I burn red hot for whatever I do. Hunting, fishing, running, eating. There is no halfway, no chachetzi for me. Just all. All for me. Get too close to me, you get burned. So one day, I'm coming in from the field. It'd been an unusual day. I hadn't killed anything. It had been 2-3 hours since I had eaten. I was starving. I was still a long way from camp. I could smell it. Lentil stew. I started running. As I got close to the camp, I looked up and I could see Jacob sitting there beside the fire, stirring the pot. He looked up at me, saw me running there, obviously starving. He smiled. Something you need to understand about Jacob. Whenever Jacob smiled, he wanted something. Jacob smiled a lot. Brother, he said, but I cut him off. Just feed me some of that red stuff. What? Some of this red stuff? Yes, some of that red stuff. He could be so. So I reach for the ladle. Whoa, 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 stop, he says. First, your birthright. What good is my birthright if I'm dead of starvation? Oh, I agree, he said, smiling again. Swear an oath to me now, he said. I'll give you the whole pot and some bread. So I swore an oath and I ate. I can taste it to this day. Yeah, you say what you want about my little brother, but he is a good cook. I knew what Jacob was up to. I knew what Jacob was up to. He thought he could cheat me out of my blessing. No. I am my father's favorite, and I am a man. Jacob? Not so much. He's a mama's boy. He's smooth skin, stays in the tent most of the time. If I had my father's blessing, then this little transaction would mean nothing, nothing. I think my father was blind, he was sick, he was always talking about this being the end of his days. Oh, if I had my father's blessing, I stayed close. If I had his blessing, then the birthright wouldn't amount to a pot of beans. So one day, my father calls me into his tent. I pull back the flap. It's dark inside. The air is cool. My son, he says. I'm here, my father, I said. I'm old, he said. I'm about to die, I'm sure of it. Oh, this was it, the blessing. I just stood and waited. I'm hungry, he said. Go out and get me some wild game. Goat meat would be nice. You know, fix it the way you do. You know how I like it, all savory. Bring it back to me so that I can eat it and bless you before I die. I wasn't expecting that. I'd been waiting for so long. You know, I was past 75 years of age at the time. I turned and ran from the tent and almost knocked my mother down. She was standing so close. I should have known. Jacob was always her favorite. I went out to the field, made a quick kill, brought it back to the camp, prepared the meal, brought it in to my father. Here, father! Wild goat meat prepared just the way you like it. Silence. Come on, father, eat. Then you can bless me. My father began to tremble. Who are you? He asked. Who am I? I'm your firstborn. I'm your firstborn son. But I knew before he said a word. Jacob. Your brother came in before you, pretending to be you. He said he brought me food. I ate it all. I gave him your blessing. My brother. This was the second time he had tripped me up, the first time he had wheedled me out of my birthright, and now he had stolen my blessing. Please, please, I begged. Bless me too. I cannot, he said. I have made Jacob lord over you, over the whole family. I have nothing left. I have nothing left to give you. Yeah. Oh, I wept. And I swore another oath. I would wait until my father died. It wouldn't be long, I was sure of that. And then I would kill my brother Jacob for stealing my blessing. Jacob escaped. Didn't see him again for 20 years. And my mother, who put the idea in his head in the first place, didn't see her favorite son again in her life. And my father, he was 130 years old when Jacob ran. He lived another 50 years. It's all right. I was patient. I could wait. The day would come. And in all those years, I fed on my hatred for my brother. I left. I went to Seir, the Redlands, Edom. But there, something happened. God prospered me. Despite what my father had said, despite Jacob's treason, God prospered me. And I learned an important lesson. You cannot feast on hatred. Hatred will feast on you. And over the long span of years there, I slowly, slowly began to forgive my brother. He was easier to forgive at a distance. But then a runner came and told me that Jacob was coming back. Oh, I felt all that old anger coming back with him. It was like a long chain that tied us together over the years. I assembled 400 of my men, and we rode due north until we came to the Jabbok and their great cloud of dust and hundreds of animals, camels, sheep, goats, cattle, all walking toward us, and then the herdsmen, and then women and children. We stopped. These were Jacob's people. I raised my hand. And then I saw. I saw him running past the others. He was coming toward me and falling, rising, limping. Falling again. No, bowing. He was bowing. He was bowing. He was bowed 7 times before me. And in that moment, my heart broke for my brother, and I realized that I had been standing in the shadows all those years because I had put something between myself and God, not my brother. My hatred for my brother. And I was ready to step out of the shadows. I jumped down. I started to run toward him. He was running toward me. And we met and we embraced and I kissed his neck and we wept. And we held each other there while my 400 soldiers were standing with their mouths agape and all of his people, all of the animals standing on this side while we met in the middle and we held each other and we wept. And I looked at him. I said, Jacob. Who are all these people? And he said, these are the children the Lord has given your servant. Your servant, he said to me. Two of the women came forward with their children and they bowed to the ground before me. And another woman and her children came and bowed to the ground before me. And finally, a beautiful woman, her little boy came and they bowed to the ground before me. Jacob put his hand on my shoulder and he pointed to the animals. He said he had sent all of them forward as a peace offering to me. I said, no, I've got more than I need. He insisted that I receive them as a gift. I said, all right. I invited him to return with me to Seir. And he agreed, though he said he would have to come more slowly because of all the animals, the children, and so on. I agreed and we parted. Reconciled as brothers. Reconciled. Now, I turned to go, but before I did, I turned back to that beautiful woman and her little boy. There's something special about that boy. I motioned for him to come over to me. Well, he was very young, you know, scared. Jacob went over and took him by the hand and led him over to me. I reached down and picked him up. I held him. I said, now, you are the youngest of your brothers, yes? Well, he looked over at his mother and she smiled, nodded nervously, you know. He looked at me and he nodded. I said, oh, all right. And what is your name, little man? He said, Joseph. Oh, Joseph.
strong name. I want you to remember this day, Joseph. Because on this day, there was great forgiveness between your father and me. Oh, he said, were you fighting? Fighting. I looked over at Jacob and he was smiling again, only this time it was different. God was working on him too. Fighting, oh yeah. Yes, yes, but not anymore, no. No, that's what I want you to remember, Joseph. Because the day may come when you need to forgive one of your brothers for something. I looked over his shoulder and saw that string of boys standing there. Perhaps more than one. I embraced him and I started to put him down. But before I did, he put his little hands on my face. And he said, but who are you? What's your name? My name. My name is Esau. I am your father's brother, your father's servant.